To what extent have you yourself used the drug in ovarian cancer?
Well, we use it extensively on the clinical trial, and we certainly use it. We discuss it with patients with recurrent disease, and we've used it as a single agent in patients with recurrent disease. And there have been a couple of studies. You get either the single agent or sometimes with low-dose cyclophosphamide, and but it's been particularly gratifying in patients with lignosarcomas or pleural effusions where it's had a good palliative effect.
Do you feel that that's most likely an anti-tumor effect, or could that in some way be a vascular effect?
Well, that could be a vascular effect because sometimes you see the ascites dry up, but nothing happening as far as CA-125 levels, and there's nothing happening as far as the solid tumor. But in that sense, it's certainly better to take a drug than to have a paracentesis and thoracentesis on a regular basis.
Any patients that you've actually taken care of that you could maybe describe where you've seen, you know, it's one thing to try to look at numbers, particularly when there's so little data available,
right,
where you really saw something that really made a difference to a patient with bevacizumab?
I had one patient who had very extensive disease and recurred after treatment with a wide variety of different treatments, and she developed a pleural effusion that had to be tapped repeatedly, and as well as ascites. And it was very painful, and she was very uncomfortable with that. And we gave her single-agent bevacizumab, and she did not require a thoracentesis or a paracentesis for about, I think, 6 or 7 months. So, you know, in that time frame, she had a very improved quality of life.
What happened to her tumor markers and other tumor?
Her tumor markers never really got lower. She didn't have any sort of real measurable disease on a CT scan that we could see. So her big problem was just the ascites accumulation and the pleural accumulation. But from having a very painful distended abdomen requiring paracentesis every couple of weeks, she'd go, you know, months without having that. And that was very, very gratifying to her.
What's the dose of Bev used?
A couple of different doses have been used. This is the 15 milligram per kilogram dose. I think, as you know, in lung cancer, the dose has been looked at and that maybe the 7.5 is as good. And I don't think we've really explored completely the optimum dosing or the dosing that's necessary